Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're working on some of those problems, but the problem of wokeness specifically, you mentioned that's like a mind virus and it's destructive. And why do you think wokeness is so destructive?
I'm interested in your opinions too. But, you know, like, I mean, generally, I think we should be aiming for like a positive society and, you know, that it should be okay to, you know, be humorous, like, you know, like we should, like wokeness basically wants to make comedy illegal, which is not cool. I mean, so Chappelle, like, what the
flower bed?
I mean, try to shut down Chappelle? Come on, man, that's crazy. You know, so do we want a humorless society that is simply rife with condemnation? And hate, basically.
And no forgiveness, right?
Yeah. At its heart, wokeness is divisive, exclusionary, and hateful. It basically gives mean people a reason, it gives them a shield to be mean and cruel, armored in false virtue.
That's the world's richest man, Elon Musk, explaining wokeness. And he asked a question, do you want a humorless society simply rife with condemnation and hate? And then the commentator adds, and no forgiveness. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to We Ain't Woke Over Here. We say what we say, we do what we do, and oh, by the way, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is out there. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not financing my tour any longer. If people want it to come to somewhere, you better buck up. Find some sponsors. You got rich friends. You got friends that believe in this cause. You know what they can do? They can go to my nonprofit, contact us, donate $25,000. We'll bring the show there, and all will be good. They can donate it to a nonprofit. And the reason they can do that is because this is not a partisan issue. This is an educational issue. This is what Elon Musk is talking about. This is what's discussed in academia every single day, just not from our perspective. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Wokeness. This is the problem we have in this country, whether we're talking about the midterm elections, whether we're talking about the 2024 presidential elections, whether we're talking about the next issue that's going to pop up at some company, whether it's Starbucks and a black dude couldn't use his bathroom and this guy didn't order this, or this person said the wrong thing and mispronounced somebody at this company or whatever. Just look in the news and you can see wokeness all over the place. You want to know what wokeness is? Wokeness is a multi-trillion dollar business. Somebody sees it. So, look, we've gone from racism to sexism to genderism to whatever kind of isms. And you know the new ism? Wokeism. Democrats constantly look for things that they can be upset about and get you upset about. Can you imagine in your lifetime, if you're over 40 years old, can you imagine your lifetime where we are the most accepting generation of any group of Americans, any group, bar none? We don't care about your race, your religion, your sexuality, your gender, nothing. You want to be something in this country? I can give you 50,000 people. Tell me what you want to be. I'll give you a woman, a black, a Latino, a gay, a Guatemalan midget, somebody that is doing it and doing it to the hilt. And then I'll give you many, many more examples of other people that are up and comers. Name it. What do we talk about? Talk about, well, oh, this person misgendered this, or this person didn't call me by my pronouns, or whatever. Are you kidding? I have no responsibility for you. Zero. I don't have a responsibility to make you feel good about yourself. And shame on you if I can make you feel bad about yourself. Just means you didn't grow up right. You didn't have the right parents. You didn't have the right mentors. Because by the time you're 18 years old, you should have a shield of armor and know who you are to the and by the way, if I were to teach anything, if I were to run a school, that's what I would teach. I would run a school for Spartan students. One part of it, you would need to be smart, book smart. But the other part of it is you would need to be street smart. I would not allow you to graduate from my class unless, or my school, unless you were impervious to mind screws. Nobody would be able to tell, oh, well, you're fat. And you go, yeah, by choice, baby. You know, you would, nothing would bother you. I would teach you wit. I would teach you humor. I would teach you sarcasm. I would teach you how the various forms of debate to put people on tilt. I so wish, oh my God, Lord knows I mean this with all my heart. And I say it in all humility. But I watch my youngest son grow up, and this kid has so many of my tendencies. And I just tell myself every day, I go, God, give him the intellect that I learned over. I hope that he picks that up, because I had to learn it over. Nobody taught me this. I had to learn it. So I say to myself, I hope this boy gets what I have, because he's a little mini-me, and he's always with me. And he says things that let me know that, oh, yeah, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up, Dad. But I pray that he gets it, because I'm going to tell you, it is powerful. It is unyielding. It is unchanging. I don't care. You could put me in the worst of circumstances, and my resolve will stay the same. It just will. It is who I am. It is now part of my DNA. Elon Musk goes on to say, wokeness is divisive, exclusionary, and hateful. One of the first people to actually say, this is what woke is. You want to be woke? You are divisive, exclusionary, and hateful. And then he goes on to say this. We're going to put this in a quote. Basically, it, meaning wokeness, gives mean people a shield to be mean and cruel, armored in false virtue. That may be one of the best summaries of leftism that I've ever heard. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you feel safe? Good question, right? I'm going to answer for you. No, you don't. Now, you're going to say, Kevin, wait. Don't just be answering for me. Who are you to answer for me? I'm answering for you. You don't feel safe. And here's the reason. America has a madman in the Oval Office, a man put there by powerful people who can fix elections. These are people making geo-global decisions about your life, and they can decide if there's going to be a war. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You should not feel safe. Joe Biden's not the president of the United States. See, when we had a president of the United States that could say, you do this and I'll do this to you, it was one thing. We don't have that. If you're stuck in a country, Brittany Griner, you're stuck. There's nothing I can do for you. If you're stuck in a country, Sergeant Tamaris Ressi, with a baby black Jesus as president, there's nothing I can do for you. You're stuck. I don't have the power. The most powerful position in the free world is being run by a global cabal of people that we don't even know. Nameless, mostly faceless people. It's Soros. It's, whatever. There are people. Soros isn't the richest dude in the world. That's Elon Musk. And Elon isn't getting into the, I don't know why he hasn't, but maybe he can get in on the inside. Maybe Elon's like, I don't need to. I'm going to go ahead and colonize space and we can all go with him to outer space one day. Well, let's meet Mark Kelly up there, Arizona's favorite astronaut, do-nothing senator, who wants to take credit for everything, even when nothing's been done. Going back to safety, how can you feel safe when Joe Biden, a demented fool, has his finger on the nuclear weapon? He's talking about Armageddon. And you know what the White House has to do there? Oh, we got to backtrack. He didn't mean it the way you said. You know what? I don't want a dude with his brain capacity even alluding to anything nuclear. That's like making a joke going through TSA talking about, I put the gun in my briefcase. I don't want to hear it. It's too scary for me. Now, let me tell you why you do feel a little safe. You say, Kev, I live in a relatively safe neighborhood. I live in the suburbs. I've gotten away from the riffraff. I agree with you. I live in the burbs. It's relatively safe. And let me ask you, who's providing that level of safety? I can tell you this. In Arizona, we provide that level of safety because we have our weapons. I ain't waiting on police. I live right next door to a cop. I ain't waiting. I have the quickest cop response time you could possibly have. Do you think I'm waiting on Brad to come over here and take care of my business? Please. And Brad's a tough dude. But he ain't tougher than me. Let me tell you, he's a well-trained guy, and he's got him a really good, well, they call it what's that dog that the cops use? That's like a German Shepherd. He has one of those. And that dog is bad to the bone. But I ain't waiting on Brad and the dog. His other one was named Storm, but Storm died. I don't know the name of the new one. We have a madman, folks. And let me tell you what should really scare you. I was going to talk about this last week. You know what should really scare you? The United States of America spent $290 million on anti-radiation pills to save lives after a, quote, nuclear emergency. Now, Joe Biden is alluding that Putin's going to be dropping bombs in Ukraine, and who knows? I hate when Joe Biden alludes to stuff, because Joe Biden gave Putin permission to go into Ukraine and take back his territory. And now we're at war. Now he's buying anti-radiation pills. Who's he going to give those to? Oh, let me tell you, if you're going to wait in line, don't be a conservative, because they're not going to give you any. Joe Biden is alluding openly that we may go into thermonuclear war, and the Democrats haven't invoked the 25th Amendment. What is wrong with these people? Wasn't Trump the warmonger? Wasn't Trump the dangerous one who was in collusion with all these different people? Now we are talking about global nuclear war. Do you want to play a game? And nobody's questioning this clown. By the way, did I mention Joe Biden would not be running again in 2024? The U.S. Department for Health and Human Services said the purchase was part of a long-standing program. Well, and this is the third bullet point. Anxiety is growing over the use of nuclear weapons in terms of Russia, because Joe Biden's been alluding to it. Russia could use their nukes. Russia could use their nukes. It's almost as if Joe Biden is inviting Russia to use their nukes. And then here's what I'm thinking. Then Joe Biden will say, you know what? We spent all that money on these anti-nuclear pills. Let's show our humanitarian effort, Putin, after you nuke Ukraine we'll send Ukraine $290 million worth of anti-radiation pills. And we'll come off looking like, smelling like a rose. It's almost like the two are in cahoots. Hey, holy mother of Robert Mueller, can somebody investigate if Joe Biden is actually helping Putin? Because it certainly feels that way. Maybe they're in cahoots. I tell you what. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go in. You're going to nuke Ukraine. And then we're going to send them some pills. And you'll play bad guy for a while, but you'll get Ukraine. And the United States will look good. How's that sound? And Bo, by the way, Hunter's going to sell you the pills. Okay? Because we gotta get some money for the big guy. Yeah. Putin's like, I like what you think with your defective brain. I'm cracking myself up in here. But that's what I do. So this drug is called Nplate. It's from Amgen. And they say it's part of a long-standing program. Emergency preparedness using authority and funds provided under the 2004 Project BioShield Act. Well, I wonder where this program was when we were getting bioweaponed by the Chinese with the old Wu flu. It's designed to treat patients suffering from acute radiation syndrome, which occurs when a person's entire body is exposed to a high dose of penetrating radiation, reaching internal organs in a matter of seconds. I'm going to tell you this. I'm no nuclear scientist, but I studied a bit of it in college with my degree in electrical engineering. You get a high dose of radiation, you can kiss your booty goodbye. The pill ain't, I would rather die because you don't want to be around with radiation poisoning. That is a horrible death. Have you seen this? Look it up. Google it. Google radiation poisoning. Russia. Look at a guy and how fast you go down in a matter of days. You die and it's horrible. You wish somebody would just euthanize you. I'm telling you. It's a fate worse than death. I don't know what the deal is, but the timing sure sucks on this purchase.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Biden administration is planning to sell more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in a bid to lower fuel prices before next month's elections. This as the OPEC Plus organization has decided to cut oil production by member nations. President Joe Biden stated that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia and says they're reevaluating the nation's relationship with the kingdom. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is no fan of releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Certainly we better hope we don't have a war, because that's what these are meant for. In case of war, we need increased supplies of oil, of gas. We have those reserves.
President Biden spending part of his Tuesday speaking at a Democratic National Committee event in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are the most racist people on the planet. If it's white Democrats, they not only hate themselves, or they pretend to, but they hate minorities. Racist to their rotten core. If it's black Democrats, they hate themselves, and they hate white righties. They endure white leftists, because white leftists are the enablers who have made them hate themselves, to the point where black leftists will dumb themselves down for these knuckleheads. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This story involves a Democrat who was caught, I guess, on tape or something. She's in L.A., and L.A. Council President Nuri Martinez. Now, this story's older, but I'm going to use it as a reminder of the racism of the Democrats. It's the same racism that has Joe Biden talking about, I used to go to the black sections of my town where I lectured black men, it's okay to wear a condom. And black women, it's okay to say no. He essentially called black men that we were too stupid to wear condoms. And I'm not going to say that there aren't some stupid black people out there, because there are some, but there's stupid white folks too. And also there's a rape culture that, you know, black men are part of a rape culture, and black women, it's okay to say no. Stop having all these babies. That's essentially what he was saying. What a racist. You have to see the clip. Al Sharpton is looking up like, what did this black boy just say? People they're looking around the room going, he didn't just say this, but he did. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Democrats are racist. Michelle Obama, she made this comment. You can't find it, but she made this comment. She says, you know, I was already kind of skeptical of Barack because white people were speaking too highly of him. And it made me like, why are these white people all talking so highly about him? You know, that makes me skeptical about him. Can you imagine if Melania Trump had said, you know, I did like Donald, but I will say that all the black people were very skeptical, seemed to really like him, and it made me very skeptical of Donald. Whoa! But it's funny, in the context of Michelle Obama, all these white people liked Barack. So I was like, I don't know, too many white people like him. True story. Go find that clip. Can't find it. but I swear she said it. So I wanted to chronicle this lady, L.A., this is Los Angeles City Council president, folks. This is the heart of California's, one of its crown jewels. This is a place where liberalism and leftism flourishes. And what do we find out? Well, they said they released a 2021 recorded conversation. She can be heard criticizing a fellow colleague and council member, Mike Bonin, several times referring to him as a little bee. De Leon compared Bonin bringing his adoptive black son to L.A. to when Nuri brings her little yard bag or a Louis Vuitton bag. Anyway, so she's resigned from office. And for the record, this is the type of idle chit-chat that goes on when people are, you know, got too much time on their hands and too much of your money to spend. So this is the kind of stuff, to be honest with you, not even worth covering. I'm going to play a clip from Barack Obama here in a bit, in the next hour, that'll emphasize more about this. But let me tell you, I'm not, as far as this situation goes, I'm not giving any quarter to Nuri Martinez for doing this. I'm not going to go, oh, well, you know, it was just good old banter or whatever, because this is what leftism has created. You can't say jack. So if you want to live in an ecosystem where something like this is just silly banter, get you fired or you have to resign, good. Good. I hope you have to resign. Get rid of your little, I think at one point they referred to one of them as a monkey or something like that. I don't know. But here's what I'm telling you. It got them fired. The audio got leaked out. I don't know who did it, but that's what happened. But I want to go back and I want to recap. I want to recap some of the vile things. I already talked about Joe Biden is one of the biggest, most vile racists. This guy has more clips of racism. And honestly, Joe Biden has more clips of racism in a week than most people have in a lifetime, at least publicly. You ain't black. Y'all remember that one, right? You ain't black unless you vote for me. That's what Joe Biden said to Charlemagne, the I want to think I'm God. You ain't black. And that silly Negro didn't even check him on it. He just let it go. Well, I mean, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, I wish you'd let have more time for my show. I mean, you're supposed to give me more time. He should have pushed back and said, what are you talking about? You ain't black. You don't have a monopoly on the black vote. That's insulting to black people. This is exactly why black people are skeptical about the Democratic Party. That's what he should have said to him, but he didn't even have the guts. He didn't have the ability to check himself and go, you know what? I should have said that. And as I told you guys, and I covered this at the time, but he asked Joe Biden, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? And he said, hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing? Joe tried to, oh, how you doing? And he says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored, or something like that. And Joe Biden says, no, you're not. No, you're not. They're giving you grief. They're doing. And Joe Biden, who after a black man tells him, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, Joe Biden says, no, you're not. Forget your God. Forget your life circumstances. Let me tell you how you are. And he went on to tell him all the things plaguing the black community and why he was going to solve all our problems. Because who do we need to solve all our problems, right? But a dang near 80-year-old brain-dead white moron whose son is a crackhead. That's who we need to tell us how to be black. But he missed it. Didn't say a word. Well, you right. Anyway, let's move on. I would have stopped by and said, wait a minute, we got to start this interview over. I ask you how you're doing, you say you're doing fine. I take your word for it. You ask me how I'm doing, I tell you how I'm doing, and then you immediately want to tell me, no, you're not doing that well. See, that's the problem with you white folks, you white enablers on the left. But no, Charlemagne the God didn't know how to come back at that. My friends always, I had a talk with a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day. He said to me, Kevin, you need to be one of the leaders in the black community. You know exactly what to say. And he went on, here's what's funny. He then went on to tell me what I needed to do in order to make that happen. And I thought to myself, you don't even get it. And I love this guy. He wants to help in various projects. And he always is deferential. He says, look, I'm not going to try to tell you how to do it. I'm donating money to it, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it. But when it comes to running my career, he wants to tell me how to do it. And I have to tell him sometimes, you can't have it both ways. You're not going to tell me how to run my career and, you know, also try to tell me, you know, how, in other words, if you want to say to me, I have some suggestions, that's fine, but he wants to tell me how to do it. Nobody's going to do that. Anyway, going back to Biden. Biden made the comment, they're going to put y'all back in chains. We're talking about finance and blacks getting financial independence, and he's talking about the banking, and he's, they're going to put y'all back in chains. A throwback to when blacks were slaves. He wants to, as a reminder, man, don't think it's over. And what did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden put us on lockdown. He put us back in chains. The very thing he warned us about. Then, knowing that blacks are the government, the federal government, blacks, that is our biggest job. That's our biggest employer. You know what he mandated? All these Negroes get a shot. You better get that shot. You better get that vaccination. I ain't through killing y'all in the womb. I'm not through killing you in these black neighborhoods. We'll kill you elsewhere too. I'm just reminding you of the racism of the left. By the way, if you go to No Whites Allowed, that is an event we're going to be doing in Arizona, bringing in some amazing thinkers, and we are going to discuss leftist racism like this to your heart's content. See, you've been led to believe that you are the racist. And you know what's so sad? Many of you bought it, even though you haven't done anything racist your entire life. You haven't even thought anything racist your entire life. You know what Democrats do? They do racism. They don't just think it. They practice it. Right now, you white folks are on the brunt of it. They're practicing on you. They're seeing how much you're willing to take. Well, luckily, there's a few of you out there that go, I'm not taking it. If I'm not racist, I'm not owning up to racism. God bless you. I love you for it. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to discuss this leftist racism in their own words. It'll blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden has made a mess of everything. And Democrats no longer want him. They won't say it outright, but they'll allude to it. I played a clip the other day of George Clooney where he essentially says, we need a new slate of Democrats. I forget exactly how he put it, but he goes, no, we need to clean house. He talked about young people don't want to run because they don't think politics is a big deal. No, young Democrats don't want to run because they don't have the the juice. Their ideas are stupid. And I mean, they're talking about The Rock is going to run next year. Okay, fine. He's going to lose too. They have no new ideas. No matter who the new slate is, folks, it will be the same old, same old. And here's the question you should ask yourself. After Clooney goes, we need a new slate of young people. Really? Ilhan Omar. Young Ethiopian, what is she? Somalian. AOC. Young Latina. He is essentially blowing over a black woman and a Latino woman and some other youth that are in there. What happened to them? Oh, what happened to Julian Castro? That Latino male. What happened to Anthony Yang? Andrew Yang. Is it Andrew Yang? What happened to Andrew Yang? Young Asian man. What happened to Gabby? What's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. Young Pacific Islander. A woman. Black people. Gay people. They got youth. Buttigieg is like 50 years old. They don't want them. They got, they have, aren't they the open big tent party that's got everybody? And they can't find anybody. And George Clooney said, well, we can't find them. You know, boy, we're trying to find a who, where are they? They don't exist because their problems, they cause their own problems and people recognize it and go, wait a minute. These guys are the real problem. Let's talk border for a second. Because that's one where, you know, we had DeSantis send these 50 people and they freak out. New York wants money. They want special money. They want to declare a state of emergency because they have too many people come, too many illegals, too many immigrants. New York's not complaining about legal immigrants. They're complaining about illegal ones. See, because legal immigrants, they pay for themselves. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports that the Mexican cartel's income from smuggling illegal aliens into America has soared, get this folks, from $500 million a year in 2018 to $13 billion, up 2,500%. If these criminals merged into a corporation, their 2022 gross revenues would rival that of Fox News, the parent of Fox News, Fox Corporation. Fox's parent earned $12.91 billion in the year that ended June 30th, 2021, and gleaned $13.97 billion 12 months later, according to this report. Well, the cartel's right up there with them. The human trafficking that Democrats condone is ruining lives all over the world. You know what they call it? Humanitarian. People will pay big money to get into this country. There will come a time where they won't. There will come a time where they won't because it won't be worth it. We'll all be dead. Sadly, our children may be living through it, and our grandchildren certainly will be if we don't do something about it right now. But this is where we are. This guy writes, this fact might awaken sleepy Joe Biden and the lazy left. Mexico's human trafficking cartels are now as big as Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. He says, if Democrats are still dozing through the havoc of their no border strategy, these figures may rouse some of them. You ready for this? I was blown away by these numbers. Border Patrol agents apprehended, I'm going to round up because I don't want to give you the numbers, 952,000 illegals during Trump's final 19 months in office. In Biden's first 19 months, Border Patrol encountered a staggering 3.6 million illegals, up a sickening 377%. In fiscal year 2020, the full year under Trump's control, 69,000 illegal aliens were detected at the border but got away into America's interior. Fiscal year 2021, 4 months of Trump, 8 months of Biden, 389,000 gotaways, up 464%. in fiscal year 22, all on Biden's watch. Gotaways hit 600,000, up 54% from the previous year and up 768% from fiscal year 2020. Those are statistics that should shock anybody and make you say, you know what? We got to fix this. Not Biden. 14 House Republicans wrote Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on September 23 to complain that between October 2021 and July 2022, more than 130,000 Venezuelan nationals were encountered after entering the U.S. illegally. The Nicolas Maduro regime, they added, is deliberately releasing violent prisoners early, including inmates convicted of murder, rape, and extortion, pushing them to join caravans headed into the U.S. Do I need to tell you about crime? See, the Democrats will tell you. Nah, these people, they don't commit crimes. Nah, they're good people. Blah, blah, blah. They are lying to you. There are bad people from their countries, and there are terrorists entering this country every single week. 12 U.S. senators contacted the U.S. Marshals Service about crooks cascading across the border. In a letter dated August the 30th, they wrote, "So far in fiscal year 2022, CBP has apprehended over 9,000 criminal aliens, including 53 for homicide or manslaughter, 283 for sex crimes, and almost 900 for assault, battery, and domestic violence. For the record, you can't get into almost any country if you've got these convictions. And if it's still on your record, you can't travel freely into Europe or whatever. Obviously, you can't sneak into those. It's a lot more difficult to sneak in. But they've got this consortium of travel that says if you've created a disturbance in any country in Europe that's part of this alliance, no country will accept you. And you know what? Democrats usher in murders and rapists. Murderers and rapists. I caught myself. I ain't Joe Biden. Murderers and rapists. Manslaughter. Sex crimes, assault and battery, domestic violence. They don't care. Welcome to the party. That's who they are. During Trump's fiscal years 2017 and 2020, 11 terrorists on the watch list were captured at the border. 2, 6, 0, and 3. Those are the respective numbers in those years. Under Biden, they say, Border Patrol apprehended 15 in 2021, a terrifying 78 in fiscal year 2022 through August of, 31st. September figures, they say, will follow. So they don't even know how many terrorists got away. According to data from the UN's Missing Migrants Project, during Trump's final 20 months in office, 712 illegal aliens died on or near the U.S. border. For Biden's first 20 months, that number is 862, up 21%. It'll be higher, trust me. Those fatalities range from drownings in the Rio Grande to the barbaric demise of 53 illegals whose four smugglers let them roast to death in an abandoned truck. Officials discovered this carnage on June 27th in San Antonio, Texas. Temperature that day, 97 degrees Fahrenheit. Fentanyl has killed 71,000 Americans in 2021, up 23% versus 2020. For those aged 18 to 45, fentanyl leads COVID, car wreck, suicides, and every other cause of death. That's what's happening at our border. It impacts every element of society. There is no denying this. And when I say it impacts it, I mean it impacts it negatively. Do you think these people care? Fentanyl is 100 times stronger than morphine. 2 milligrams in one pill can kill. Democrats couldn't care less. They call this policy humanitarian. How the Republicans can't mount an opposition to this is beyond me.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.